Yo, yo, y'all already know it's time to grab your boobs and tune into this week's episode of Boobshinary. We talking all things kink, so get ready. This episode is brought to you by House of Boobs, where we sell everything boob except your bra, your one-stop shop for all your boob accessories. Be sure to visit us at www.houseofboobs.com. That's HAUSOFBOOBS.com. We made it. Episode 6. We in there. It's at the end of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's coming to an end. But we here. Boob Blogging Bae bringing you all the deets.
Okay.
And I'm with my sissy. Yes, that's you crazy.
Episode 6,
and
we're in here.
Six episodes deep.
Oh, deep.
Right?
Speaking of deep.
Yes. We jumping straight into vagina vein?
Straight in, but I don't even know if it's a vein. It's more like a I'm so
just a long exhale.
But a good one, though. I'm floating, bro. Like, when I say I'm floating, I'm putting it out there. My energy has been awesome. I've been, like, at this, don't get me wrong, I've had some days where it's like, what the fuck? But I think this is starting to be a reoccurring theme. Like, I do not mean to sound like a broken record, but when I say my bubble is so peaceful, mm-hmm. Oh, my mm-hmm. God. Like, man.
Listen.
Good. good.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. Ugh. But what's been going on in your world, man? Vince, what's up?
Listen, it's been a busy, crazy week for me, or 2 weeks, shall I say, because, you know, we won't hear from y'all for a week, or we won't deliver to y'all, shall I say, for a week. So I've been doing pop-up shops with, you know, House of Boobs. It's been going well. Like, I've been connecting with some awesome people. I've been networking. You know, on the flip side, work is still crazy. We still working long, crazy hours. I'm overly tired. But school has now picked back up. So I got that going on. Then, on the other hand, my godson was born this past weekend. Unexpectedly. He wasn't due until the beginning of November. However, you know, God moves on his own time, not ours. So he's here. He's healthy. You know, and just making sure that mom is healthy as well. Everything is going smoothly. So, yeah, like I said, it's been a crazy 2 weeks for me. Like, stuff just been going.
Man, that's definitely crazy. But, oh, my God, congratulations. Shout out to the mommy. Oh, my God.
Yes. Healthy baby boy. He's here.
That's what's up.
And I'm excited, you know? He's the only boy in his family, so, you know, we'll see how this adventure goes.
It's, oh, my gosh, so spoiled already.
Oh, yes, for sure. Definitely.
I love it.
Definitely going to be spoiled beyond what he knows. But, you know, it's all good in the hood. I'm still here in one piece. I can't say that life has been chaotic, but it's definitely going. I'll just put it that way. But, you know, like I said, in all aspects, like the store is doing well. I'm getting orders. I'm networking when I go out to these pop-up shops. I'm meeting very, very incredible Black women doing positive things. You know, so life is going. It's getting there. But it's what I asked for, so I can't say it's too much.
Exactly. Say that shit again. Say it one more time. Because I don't think people understand that part.
I mean, it is. It's what I asked for. So I can't complain. Like, I wanted a business that is going to take off when, you know, when I put the time and energy into it. And that's exactly what it's doing. So I can't complain.
Exactly.
I can't complain at all.
And that's what people, I think people miss that key component there. Like, you can't ask for all these things that you're not prepared for. You're not ready for it. Or when you get it, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. I just can't. What you mean? You mean you can't go back to what you said you didn't want to go back to? Like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
Like, I never understood.
Yes, it's like you overwhelmed, and it's exactly what you wanted.
Exactly. You asked for it.
Right. Down to the T, this is what you prayed for.
Yeah.
Now that you got it, you sitting here overwhelmed. No.
Nah. You bask in that blessing and you keep going. That's what folks don't understand, child. Back in my day, we knew how to fuck. We knew how to fuck to get up and keep going. These young kids nowadays, they just be quitting for no reason. What's wrong with you?
Yes. Exactly. But you know, we're going to jump into this good boob news because we're speaking on the young.
Yes.
And I do have a young sister that's doing like great things in our community. So,
speak on it.
I ran across this story on social media, and I decided to click on it because, like I said, I've seen it a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, all right. You know, once you see something, what Crushfield used to tell us back in the day, you see it three times before you really realize you've seen it. And so I clicked on it and I was like, okay, all right. I read through it. So it's about a 16-year-old named Paris McKenzie out here in New York, Brooklyn, to be exact. She done started her own beauty supply store, like whole store. And she owns that mug.
Mm-hmm.
16 years old. I was leaving for college at 16, so I wasn't even thinking about owning no beauty supply stores or let alone building a business, building a brand. Mm-hmm. Sis got it up and running. Like, you can go shop at that joint right now.
That's what's up.
Today.
Now, that's beautiful. You know what I mean? Wow.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not even really monumental only because of like her being so young, but it's a market that's so hard for Black women to get into just to sell their own stuff.
I'm glad you said that. Oh, I was going to touch on that. I love that. That's my favorite part. I mean, there's so many parts of the story that's beautiful. Like her age, her being a female, and then her being a young Black female. Like, she's just an entrepreneur altogether. Yep. Like, we're not just going to say she's just a Black female. Like, she's an entrepreneur. But then when you add all those different hats that she wears already, oh my God.
Exactly. Like, it's like, yo, you out here just, you ain't just like tearing stuff down. You beating the door down and you busting the windows. Like, you was like, nah, this is me and this is what I want to do.
What glass ceiling? You know, and fuck that glass ceiling.
Okay.
And that thing getting shattered, Bo. Okay. Like,
right.
When was the last time you walked into a hair supply store that wasn't owned by Asians? Yes, some Black people work there, but not owned by Asians. Come on now. And then the thing is, it don't even matter what city, state, town, no matter what you in, you may have a few Black shops opening up. The majority of them, Johns, are Asian.
Majority.
Like, come on now. That's crazy.
Everywhere you go. Regardless of what city you go in, regardless of what state, it's majority Asian. Or Chinese, because we don't want to offend anybody.
Well, shit, that's why you say Asian. It cover everybody, right?
No.
Oh, shit. I promise you, I'm not even trying to be ignorant. I'm like, I don't want to play the face. That was a good thing, too. The fuck? My bad.
Listen,
I don't want nobody coming after me. I promise you, I don't mean to. I'm not trying to offend anybody. Sometimes I'm just not politically correct.
Listen, nobody can be politically correct all the time. Somebody somewhere is going to get it wrong.
Somewhere. But shit, about this little sister, okay, so I want to support. And if I'm not immediately there, does she have a social media? Where is she at? More about
I looked this up, and she does have a social media. It's called Paris Beauty Supplies with a Z on social media. But if you happen to be in the New York area, She's on 3211 Church Avenue in Brooklyn. I don't know where that's at because I'm not from the area. But next time I am up there, I'm going to make it my business to stop through it, even if it's just to buy a sprinkler.
Come on now.
I'm going
to Church Ave. I'm going to go. Yeah. You know she got the oil.
Let's go to church.
I'm trying to see the hair oil she got. Ooh, ooh.
Okay. Something. I know it's something I can get out there, Mom.
Oh, she probably got some good body butter, too, though, in the back.
Oh yes. And now you know it would be dope if you walk in that mug and she got black, you know, black owned body butter lines and stuff in the store too. That would be extra
nice.
Dope.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, that would be extra.
And if she does not do it already, go on tag and see what we can do. Let's get this black black businesses helping black businesses helping black
network. Network is all about the power of network.
Oh my God. Okay, so what else are black females doing? Like, let's talk about it. Tell me something else. I know you got something else.
So, you know I do. You know I do. I stay with the news for the Good Boob News Report. So, you also got Natalie Johnson, who is out here becoming the first black Brewster for Anheuser-Busch. Like, if you don't know who Anheuser-Busch is, they are like the top tier number one beer company of not just the United States, but the world.
Wow.
Like, they make all the top tier brands, Bud Light, Budweiser, all that. That's all it.
That's
so it's not just a nationwide thing, it's a worldwide thing.
Mm.
So, like, sis blew that ceiling way off of me. Like, for real.
I love it.
But, like, I mean, you ain't got no choice but to, sissy. Like, for real. Like, we out here breaking types of barriers and, like, shooting down statistics and everything. Like, sis is really out here doing
it. And this bitch don't even think about. Like, a Brewster? Right. I want to be a Brewster. Like, come on, bruh.
Right. Who thinks of that? You know, like, it's not something that I would even imagine myself doing, to be completely honest. I never even thought of venturing into beer.
I
haven't. Because I'm not a big drinker.
Right.
Like, I mean, socially, yes. Like, if I'm at a festival and they selling beer, yeah, cool, I might grab me a cold one. But like, I'm not one running to the store every weekend to grab a case of beer. Like, I will pick up wine before I pick up beer. So, it's not nothing that I would readily think about. You know what I mean?
So, okay. So, like, what exactly does she do as a Brewster, though?
Okay. So, as a Brewster, basically, for the region she controls, she makes sure that the taste does not differ from different regions. So, like, say you're in New York or you're in Virginia and you go and get you a case of Bud Light. She makes sure that it's going to taste the same. Whether you're in Texas, whether you're in California, whether you're in New York, whether you're in Georgia, basically, she's going to make sure that you're picking up the same beer regardless of where you at. That's her job.
Oh, nice. So, she's
the director of North America. Yes. She's the brewing director of North America. So she runs this nation over here. That's what she's in charge of. And I think that's so dope. Like, she running the United States of America, bro.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
Like, everything we touch for them is her.
Hey, I fuck with it.
Like, that's so dope.
I fuck with it. We
right. Insane. Like, I'm going to start drinking beer just because.
Oh, Lord. Lord, please don't pop out with a beer belly. Tell us, well, I'm supporting. No, you're not.
Listen, now, you know I can't do it. You know I can't do it. But I will, like, buy beer just because and be like, yo, sis, on it. Because I done bought a beer in Virginia. I done bought a beer in Georgia. I done bought a beer in Cali, and it still tastes the same.
For no reason. Just be testing her out. Yep. She's still on a job. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. But, you know, it was a process, and I do want people to understand, like, I have learned that it's a process to things. And she started out as an intern for the company. So she wasn't just, like, booming overnight. You know what I mean? Like, this took time for her to get where she's at. So she started as an intern And then, you know, she slowly upped her game over time to where they couldn't deny her that title when it was time for her to apply for that part. Mm. Like, that just speaks volume.
It speaks high volume.
You know, she the only one. Mm-hmm. The only one doing it.
I love it, man.
Breaking barriers, man. Breaking barriers.
Go Black Women. Go Black Women.
Okay. Oh, we're getting it right.
I mean, all women of color, but Black women, shout them out. Because I'm a Black woman. And saying, I'm rapping mine. Let's go. Go us.
Okay.
Now, but I'm in support of all women.
Can't do nothing, but.
I really do have a crush on girls. Like, let's talk about that. Is that weird? Okay. No.
Because I have they say girl crushes, but I don't call them girl crushes. I mean, I just be crushing.
Okay, I feel that. I think I be crushing. Like, I think I crush, because it's like, how do I put it? I'll see a woman, and it can be, you know, average Joe woman, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call her, plain Jane, whatever. And mm-hmm. she's doing right. something that I feel is remarkable, no matter what it is, no matter mm-hmm. what she has to overcome, whether it's the burdens of motherhood or work or like whatever the fuck she's doing in her life, just to see the way women mm-hmm. carry themselves and juggle so many different things. Like,
yes.
I love, like, that's what I'm yes. trying to, I guess that's what I'm trying to get it off. Like, it's not just, oh, she got a fat booty, but like, nah, like, I love to see women just work. Like, older women, younger mm-hmm. women, like, we talking about these young queens having businesses, breaking barriers. That is admirable. Yes. Like, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So it's just like, I have this awe about, like, I don't know. It's like, I see a woman doing something. That's why any of my friends, say what you want about me, but I am always a supporter, because I always want to see you. I always want to see you flourish. Like, no matter what. Mm-hmm. No matter what. And again, sometimes exactly. I can be, you know, kind of shitty. My phone game is so weak, I promise you. However, you tell me that shit on adventure.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
Oh, not my shit.
Right, I will repost. I'm going to buy. Yes, like, I might not pick up the phone and call you like I should, but I'm going to buy your product. What? I'm going to tell somebody else
about
your product.
I'm going to support, hype up, all of it. Yes. I'm excited for
exactly.
you. You goddamn right. You better get it, girl. And that, like, I for real believe in girl power. And we ain't, you know. It's funny because I can have somebody mad at me, and I wouldn't even know that we beefing. That's the funny mm-hmm. part. But I can have someone upset with me, and I'll still be like, look at that motherfucker over there getting it. Hey, you know, she got such shit going on. You might want to go support her.
Yes.
Like, I don't give a fuck what you got going on, my mom. You can be mad. We still going to get this paper, though. Let's be mad
exactly.
and rich.
Exactly. Because like I heard this weekend.
Come on now.
Cause I ain't got to worry about what you doing. Come your on. Money green, and it's spent the same way my dollars do. So come on, honey,
right?
Let's get to
what
it.
You mad for? But anyway, that's my thing. That's why I was like, I don't think girl crush is the right word. I was trying to think of it, but I admire right. females. Like, oh my god.
Oh yes, because we go
we
through
do.
So much. Like even behind the scenes, like if you like you see my business and you just see the forefront. But you don't know what it took to get me to that point. You don't know what I'm going home to.
Right.
You know what I mean? In that sense, like, women battle
yeah.
so much. And we endure so much. But what people see is the smiles or the big
yeah.
booties and the nice hair and the nails done. And it's like, no, you don't see what it took me to make that
Come
dollar to
now.
Get these nails done. You don't know what it took me to do to, you know, even schedule that appointment to get this head done.
I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the part that makes the admiration that
Come
much more
now.
Better.
And it's
know?
And I mean, that's so real. And sometimes I know a lot of the brothers, like, when I speak to a lot of my homeboys, they always feel like I leave women out. That's not it. That's not it at all. I mean, I'm sorry, they think I leave men out. And I'm like, no, that's not it, homie. Like, I mm-hmm. see you. I see you being a dad. I see you doing your thing. I see you. I see you, brother. How the fuck what? Ever. If you don't, I can never understand what it's like to walk in a man's shoes. Never. Never, ever will I ever. But you will never, baby, be able to put them goddamn heels on that I wear, those flats that I wear, those tennis shoes that I wear, that goddamn nurse's mm-hmm. shoes I wear, the ballet shoes I wear, the balancing shoes I wear when I go barefoot, nigga. You will never mm-hmm. be able to wear those shoes the way a female will. I don't give a fuck. Anything a man throws, I promise you a woman has either done it better, or done it while she was on her fucking period. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck.
or pregnant. For that matter. Or pregnant.
Like, and then, fuck you. Yep. Like, you don't know what women go through. And even if you, aren't in a position where you have a period, or you have a, are you able to carry a child? If you're a woman, you're still going through a lot of shit. Somebody's still going to see you color. Going to see your race first. Then they're going to see, like, culturally who you are. Then it's like, okay, you're a woman. You already have so many strikes against you as soon as you walk through the door, no matter where the fuck you go.
Yep.
No matter who the fuck is looking at you.
Oh, yes. Like, yes. Yes, exactly. So, you are so right about that. Like, especially black women. It's like we start at the bottom. As soon as we open our eyes, it's just like, oh, all right, okay, cool. But yet, still, we start everything. Like, what is civilization?
Well, and carry it with grace. We carry it with grace. Yes. I see, like, I have personally just friends, family members who I know, I know you going through something. Nigga, I know you going through it every day. I see it. I see you. But when you out, you show up and you show the fuck out and you glow with it. God damn it, shout out to black women. I love y'all, okay? If anybody say y'all today, baby, everywhere. I love you. You doing it, mommy.
You're doing it, okay? And keep doing it.
Oh, for sure.
Keep doing it. Do not stop.
That gave me the goosey. Do not stop. I'm all in love now.
Okay. And look,
oh, man. I don't think I ever ran away from loving. The only time I ever ran away, right? Oh, girl. Pause. Before I even talk about women, you know what I can't stand since we talking about how men be thinking they're doing shit, but they're really not doing shit. All right. So you know how when they always got you, like, you know the song, got you running from the dick and blah, 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 blah. Why do motherfuckers think that's a good thing?
Oh, yeah. Because the culture of men has been to be a good
thing. But it's not.
It definitely is not. Like, that's why we touching on this feminine favor today, because when you running from the D, right on time, because when you running from the D, that's signifying that something's wrong. That's signifying that you're hurting. It's no longer pleasure. It's pain. There's a difference when pain turns into
actual. I was about to say, now, Susie, it's that one time I ran away just so that we can catch me. I'm down right. You know, you pull it back. You put the thing in there. Okay.
Right. But I mean, that's still a pleasure.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Mm. Like, it's not a pain, because pleasure is good, especially if it's a pleasureful pain is what I call it. Because it's like a wanted pain. It's like, oh, all right, cool, I'm with that. But I'm still turned on from it. You know what I mean? I'm still in the mood. But when that shifts, and it's like, oh, ouch, wait, no, that really hurts. Stop. That's a totally different mindset.
And then motherfuckers
totally
be thinking mood. That they killing it. No, nigga, you killing the vibe. Can you stop?
Right. That's exactly it. And it's like, yo, whether you buy it or whether it's attached to you from birth, like, if I tell you stop, it hurts.
Man.
Stop. Allow me to shift.
I'm telling you right now, I don't give a fuck. If you boss your dick and I tell you to stop and you don't, I swear to God, I'm going to snatch it and run down the steps with it. Leave me the fuck alone. Can I tell you stop? Can I tell you to stop?
I'm weak.
That's all I'm saying.
Listen.
So, sit it down, goddammit. But not before, though. I can't stand that. And I'm not a faker. I think we touched on this before. I can't fake this. Excuse me, can you please stop? Pause. That's not right.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Don't
fuck with me.
Do it either.
Because I'm hurt. Stop it right now. What the fuck are you doing?
Right. Like, sex is like the one area, I will say, of everything besides maybe. I'll say feminism and sex is the two areas of life I'm the most outspoken about. Unless you're harming me, you know, in some type of way. But, like, I just can't, I can't allow myself, like, if I'm not pleased, I'm going to be vocal about it, or either I'm just going to get up and walk out. Just who I am. That's just how I, that's just how I be. You know what I mean? I've done that before where I've just gotten up and walked out because it won't what I wanted it to be. I don't have time to teach you. Like, that's just, that's me though. That's not going to be the same for everybody. That's just how I am. Like I said, I'm okay with rough sex if it's wanted sex. But when rough sex turns into, ooh, wait, that hurts, then you need to evaluate why I'm
right. Now that's sex.
Because
yeah, and that, you don't even have to be like all deep and shit. Like, I don't, you don't have to read me. I don't have to sign anything or read me a whole fucking paragraph. Just, yeah, you all right? You good? What's up? Or even just, yeah, what's up? You all right?
Exactly.
Anything. Any type of what's up? Hey, you all right? Oh, you all right? Let me move. What about right here? All right. It's not going to kill the vibe. You keep trying to fuck me. So right. Fuck you up. Because I will fight. No. I'm a fighter. I'm such a fighter.
See, I can't do
it. I'm trying to do it. Sometimes I'm trying to fight. Like, why are you suffering for? Lying. Fuck you. What's up? What you want to do about it?
No reason. Right.
I'm sorry. It's toxic. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. I'm like the right amount of toxic. I'm enough toxic so it can be spicy, but I'm not toxic to the point where you don't want to take me home to your mom. It's not that bad. It's like a little bit.
Listen, I'm a pleasure toxic is what I'm a coin the phrase is pleasure toxic because I'm toxic enough to get you into bed so that we can do what we do. But past that,
yeah, that okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not gonna embarrass you in front of your friends. Look, I'm not gonna embarrass you. I'm gonna embarrass. I'm not gonna do
right.
That. Nah, but please believe now. I am gonna test you a little bit. You're gonna be mad, but don't worry about it. I make you feel better.
Right, like I might pick a little fight just because I know what you about to do.
Hey, now, would you ever let your partner call you a bitch in the bedroom? Or have you ever done that?
I don't know, because I'm really trying to think. I don't think anybody ever has in the bedroom, nah. Like, I'm really trying to think on that one, and I don't think I have ever ventured to that word in the bedroom. Damn. I really don't think
I haven't either. But it was a question that was posed to me, and at first I was like, "Shit, as long as you stroking, you know what I'm saying, call me a bitch. That shit's sexy." But then I'm thinking about it,
right?
I was like, I'm just like, I don't know because I'm playful, I'm goofy, I'm very down to earth and want to try some shit. I may need to try it first. Maybe that's what it is.
Or either you're gonna have to ask me.
Hey, don't ask me. It's better just to don't ask me. Just do it. Just do it and see what happens.
No, I mean like from my partner to me, yes, just do it. Like, don't ask. But like,
oh, gotcha.
I'm not in the mood right now.
Gotcha. So, like, my response I definitely is different.
You get what I'm saying? Like I don't know how I would react to it. Like, I don't think I'm gonna be like, wait, stop. Why you say that? I'm not one of those type. Like, no. Cause
that's my thing. And then, but you know what you just said? That's crazy. When you're in the mood, you say and you agree to certain shit that you would not do if you're not in the mood for. That shit wild.
Oh, yeah.
I know I ended up goddamn upside down, so you dick one time. Yes. I'm like, nigga, how did I end up here? My head hurt. All the blood is rushing through my head.
Listen. You be in unexplainable positions, and because your body relaxes, and you're able to, like, you have more flexibility when you're in the mood because you're relaxed to a certain point that you don't even realize you're at, because you're at a whole different level mentally. You know what I mean? Like, you block some things out, then certain endorphins done released, then you mentally, you somewhere else in the moment. So, like, you ain't even thinking about what your body's doing.
That's true.
You just letting it go.
And also, and then if you think about it, too, it's almost like the whole act of sex itself, like the lead up to it, then the actual climax, wink, wink, then you have the come down. Now, the after part of sex sometimes is my favorite part, because now you're just there and you're just like, We some nasty motherfuckers. That was good. What you think?
Yes. I love, love, love the after part. Or shall I say aftercare?
Oh, very.
Aftercare is important. And a lot of people don't realize, like, it's not just in relations to, like, being kinky or, like, you know, some people think that aftercare is just if you had really rough sex. Like, no, aftercare is pillow talk. Aftercare is holding me after sex. Aftercare is showering together. You know what I mean? Aftercare is just that. It's what happens right after sex. Like, you don't always roll over and
Not all the time.
You know?
I know, not all the time.
No, see, you now, don't.
Shower thing, I want to get, like, the shower with the two heads, because I'm a thick motherfucker, and me and my dude, we not trying to squeeze up under that one little stream and shower. That's not going to work. But, I do like a good wipe down. No. How can I put it? I used to be the one to get the towel. I didn't even mind because I had, you know, go to the bathroom, clean up, you know, get myself right. Pussy just got beat up, you know what I'm saying? Make sure she, you good? All right, baby. You know, look in the mirror, make sure she had shit like that. I had to make sure she was good, right?
First.
Now I'm in a relationship or I'm in a partnership where it's kind of
right.
Sometimes we'll play around, do the rock, paper, scissors. Sometimes it's already there. But then we take care of each other and it's kind of like a different type of intimacy, and that's something I've never experienced before, and I really enjoy it. I really do, and it seems so small, I guess, when you say it out loud, like, oh, they go get the towel, or, you know, we wipe each other off, or this and the third. It seems like, like, nigga, so what? The nut is over. But it's something about it. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you coming down, I'm coming down, we still in our after come haze. Yeah.
Moment. Yes. Like, the energy in the room is still there, but you're exhaling. It's the long exhale you need, but at the same time, you're still connecting. Because, like you said, it's still part of intimacy. Like, intimacy doesn't just involve the act of sex in itself, or intercourse, shall I say, in itself. Intimacy is all of that. Like, it's the foreplay, it's the intercourse, it's the aftercare, you know what I mean? Even cuddling to go to sleep, that's intimacy.
Yeah. Actually, you relax more when you cuddle and hug. I gotta bring up that article so I can source it, but I remember reading an article a while back and they were saying that your stress levels are reduced when you're hugging someone that you actually feel secure or safe with, and just a hug in general, for real. You know, go hug a nigga, not for real, COVID out there. But I'm just saying, like, what I'm saying, that touch and that closeness with somebody really does bring stress levels down. Yeah, that's real. I like that. Sure. As a matter of fact, that's my best necktie.
Me too. Listen, I told Bae, I was like, yo, all jokes aside, I get the best sleep when you around. And I was like, it's not just because of sex. And it's because I feel comfortable. It's because I feel safe and secure. And it's because, like, it's like the comfort of your body just holding mine. That's enough for me to just, like, relax to go to sleep.
Yeah, when out. I say Vegas, okay, I mean, and I love it. This motherfucker can stay up all night, every night. As soon as he lay next to me, it's like, oh, nap time. Nap like. I love it. Go to sleep, baby.
Right.
I know. I love it.
That's me, though. That is so me. Every time. Like, I will be up 2-3 in the morning. And then, you know what I mean? Like, as soon as the weekend hit and Bay hit, it's like, yo, 9, 10 o'clock, I'm out like a light. Every night. Like, it's like clockwork. It never fails. I can stay up all night, do whatever I need to do. I be working on homework, whatever. But the weekends when Bae here, shoot. I be out. I be knock-knock. Like, you could start World War III outside.
But you know, but it's not just... First of all, that's great. I can do that on a good night's sleep. Apparently, I sleep through hurricanes. We could talk about that later, though. But, But it's not even just sleeping though. Like, okay, I work from home, right? So it's like, let's say my baby is off work. So, you know, he had a crib all day. All right. So now my work day that, whenever he's in the house, period. Even when I'm working, I feel just another sense of comfort. Like, don't get me wrong. My home is very, very comfortable. I make it very, very peaceful in my home. But it's something about his energy. He's not in the room with me.
Right.
Motherfucker's downstairs. Mm-hmm. We not even talking to each other. But when he's downstairs and I hear his gaming system going on or whatever case may be, whatever the fuck he doing, I feel better. And it doesn't even matter that this motherfucker is now, like, I'm dealing with clients who are getting on my nerves, clients who are like, ugh, God, just annoying. First of all, I hate all you people who call in. First of all, just so y'all know, y'all are annoying.
Word be a different vibe.
I hate all you motherfuckers.
Bro, I hate
and you. Know, but you know what the bad part is? It's not even all of them. I don't have time to separate the good ones because it's that bad. The good ones, y'all know who y'all are. Y'all know the ones who called in being sweet. If I said it was, if I hit y'all with that Chick-fil-A service and said, it's been a pleasure talking to you today, then you were the one I'm talking about. If you ain't get that part, I don't like you. Okay. You're the one I'm talking about. God
dang it. I think we all can relate.
And it's okay. Any type of customer service. It can be, even when I'm doing clients where I'm not even verbally talking to them, but I'm working on one of their cases or something, I'm like, Bo, you ignorant. And that's another thing. If you emailing somebody that's a business, you ignorant fucks. First of all, put your information in there. I'm so sick of you niggas sending me stuff talking about where's my loan. Bitch, who are you? I don't know who TD55 is. Oh, my bad, man. Okay. I had a little bit more vagina than I thought. I'm sorry. It was in there. Sick of y'all. That's crazy, bro.
Oh, man, that's funny.
You know how we're talking about all these different relationships and how all these different things happen. Now, how me and you are describing how we're currently with our partners and we're happy and all this other shit. You know, like in the past, how can I put it?
Right.
Okay, so basically, let me throw up a scenario. So like, you know, well, not even a scenario. You know how B. Simone posted recently? She posted a tweet that stated, I would be the third baby mama if I can be the first wife, right? I felt like that was, I'm not going to say profound. We're not going to give her that much credit. But it was something to think about. And you had a lot of different people saying some things. But my sole opinion, I low-key agree. I agree and I don't. How can I put it? I agree to a certain extent. Because my thing is, you have to see somebody's patterns. Mm-hmm. Just because you got to think your mama's don't mean shit. Like, who the fuck cares? You could have had the first two when you was young as hell, and now you're having the third one when you've grown and mature, and you done been through some shit, so you know better. I can get that. Just like my partner has had a past before, so certain milestones that he's done in a relationship, I'm like, oh shit, man, you ain't done it before. He tells me all the time, no. This whole way different. Way different. And I'm like, oh, okay. I see the difference.
Exactly. And that's why I said I was on the fence about that too. Like, I agree that every relationship is different and you're different with different people. So how your relationship ended with the first two could be because of, you know, because they were just not a good personality to mess with you. You know, and you with me, we building empires and we getting things off the ground. You know, I wouldn't mind being the third baby mama because I know what we got. We gonna make it final, and I'm gonna be the first wife. That's, I get the mindset behind it. However, like you said, there is also a pattern that I'm gonna pay attention to. I'm not gonna be foolish and stupid enough to be sitting up here saying, "Oh, I can be the first wife," and the wife never come.
Come on, man.
And now you just the third baby mama.
You know what?
So you do got to pay attention because if I don't see enough change,
but I know that wifey title ain't coming. Let's even explore that. Why you got... It's crazy how you can lay with someone, have a child with them, but then it takes a different mindset or it takes a different connection for you to say, oh, wow, this is going to be my partner for life. That's something different that I don't think too many people really explore or pay attention to or talk about. Because I can create a life with you, but you can't be my partner for life. Now, a lot of people are like, well, duh, it's two different connections. I get it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not ignorant to the fact. And sometimes shit happens. Sometimes you plan on being with someone for the rest of your life, and then it just doesn't go that way. I mean, it is what it is. But it's crazy how we hold that title of, oh, that's just my baby mama, but that's my wife. Well, hold up. Hold up, though. Yes, she's your partner for life, but you still created a life with this person. She still has some type of ranking in your life because without this person, without this vessel, without this connection that you had, you wouldn't have the child that you're now saying, hey, partner for life, I now want you to be part of this person's life too. Like, that's, I don't think people really talk about that part. Like, why is it that the wife title is profound? That's just like the bee's knees, but oh yeah, that's the fifth baby mama. The fuck, nigga? So what you mean?
But I blame a little bit of society for making that comfortable. Because, we've made it comfortable to just have kids or create life with different people and go on about your life, you know? And that shouldn't be because that outlook on that life you created, you know, it plays a very important role to them. And I don't think people understand when you create a life, they look at everything you're doing. And whether y'all together or not, that relationship you have or that relationship you don't have, all of that goes into starting the mentality.
So now, even
of that
though,
life
you have a new partner in life or you've gone on with your life, now you're creating a different timeline, if you will, or a lifeline, if you will, that's starting something completely different. Like for all the daughters who don't have daddies in their lives, everyone came out a little different, but they all got that. Everybody shared that one little pain. Like, damn, I ain't got no daddy. Goddamn, what's up with the daddy daughter dance stuff? What is that? Y'all ain't that shit up. We ain't never seen that growing up. Like, that's different. Guy who grew up without a mom, or same thing, grew up without a dad. That all of that stuff plays a role. Or for the dad who's not in the house. So hey, I see you on the weekends, but not for real because you don't know what it means to be. Or the role that I play, whether it's the masculine role or just what it means to be a man or just means to be a dad, period, or a caregiver, however the fuck you want to put it to make you feel good. Yeah, I know I'm not politically correct. Either way it goes, you're not being an influence in this child's life. So, I don't know.
But see, people don't think that far ahead. And it's sad to say, like, it's like, oh, I want a baby, or, oh, we can create a baby. Boom, here's the baby. But what you're not thinking about is that baby's life.
Yeah.
That baby is going to grow up one day with their own story to tell. And the beginning of that story starts with you. It starts with that relationship. So even though you're just thinking of it as, oh, I want a baby, or, you know, oh, I may not be with this person, but we created this life.
Yeah.
You know, you're starting someone else's story that way. So you have to think about that. So, and that's what we don't consider.
People always concerned with, he's my man now. But so what, little heifer? Don't you know the man that you're claiming now is a father? What about that child? And then if you're choosing for this man to, or this person, whoever, to be in your life, to be your life partner, if they created a life but can't be in that person's life or show some kind of support, what the fuck do you think they're about to do to you or for you?
What the fuck? Exactly.
I don't know. That shit weird to me.
Exactly.
It's weird to me. It baffles me. And it's crazy because sometimes I feel like I'm not of this world. Because I'm like, how the fuck? Nobody see that shit. Anybody see the clothes in? I don't know, it's just weird.
No,
but I mean, that's why I said I get it. I get the whole wife thing. That is, I get it. Everybody has a past. I may have met him at whatever time. I'm not going to judge someone because they have a child. I think that's what she was going after. But I guess my thing is, who cares if you're the wife, motherfucker? Is he being a good dad before you talk about, I want this man to be my husband? Who cares?
Right. Yes. And then at the same time, if you're not being a good, you know, father figure or mother figure to your previous
Because I don't give a fuck what nobody says. When you're into a partnership for life partnership, whether that's same sex, heterosex, I don't give a fuck. Whatever the fuck you decide to do, I don't give a damn. If that person is not being supportive of their already obligations, the things that they already have, their responsibility, how in Sam fuck do you think that they're about to do anything for you or your future? I don't give a fuck what he does. I don't give a fuck. This motherfucker is making the most money now. And their story could be, oh, I wasn't ready to be a parent at the time.
Okay.
Bitch, then you make a kid at the time? I don't get that. I don't get that mentality, and I don't get that.
Okay. Whether you're ready or not, that child is here and they are living their life.
And I pity the women. I pity the people, period. Women, men, whoever. If even for men who marry women who's not into their child, like in their child's life, nigga, what? Why in the fuck? Don't get me started.
Yeah, because that goes
too far. And I mean, and don't get me wrong.
Women do it too.
And that's crazy. But don't get me wrong, because some people, I guess some people will be sensitive and say, oh, I had to walk away from my child because I wasn't ready. So I gave him to the proper channels or to my parents or put him up for adoption. Totally different. And I was about to say,
that's totally different.
I'm talking about, dropped this kid off. Now I'm about to go to the club. Oh, met this nigga. Hey, I don't know what you're supposed to be going to do with a kid. Go find your daddy. Go search your grandma. I don't know. But now mama got to have a life too. Bitch, what? What do you mean? You incubated this little motherfucker for 9 months and now you don't give a damn?
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
Exactly. Yes. This is
That's the one. You ignorant bitch, you. And I don't give a fuck what you say. You ignorant as fuck. And I will run the fade to any bitch that ever stepped to me and say, oh, I had to leave my kid because what? Bitch, shut up. I know motherfuckers who made it, who had kids on their hip, getting on the bus every day, going to school, and they ain't going to goddamn work a third shift job, bitch. Don't play. I hate. Come on now.
Or I had the child with them. Going to school, like, sitting in class.
There's no excuses. That's why I hate when people, it gets real. Whether male, female, goat, I don't give a fuck what the fuck you claim it. If you have a child and you're not taking care of that child, you ain't shit. I don't give a fuck. If you didn't, even if you didn't put them in the position so they can be taken care of because you couldn't do it, you ain't shit. Like, you ain't shit, period.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
Exactly. And you know, that's why. Jumping into the next relation and situation, I guess. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of respect for Kelly Rowland because, you know, she's on her second child. And I was so excited that she announced it. And yes, because seeing her come from what she went through with her, with the first relationship or the first, I don't know if they were married. I don't know if she was married the first time or not. I can't remember. But I know she was in a slightly abusive relationship before. And you could see that it took a toll on her because she was like completely out of the limelight. Like you didn't hear from her. You didn't see her. She wasn't making no music. And she went from that to like this blossoming flower now. Like she smiles. Every time you see her, she's glowing. Her skin looks good. You know what I mean? She's back to making music. You know, her child is doing good. She's pregnant again. And like to see that transition, you know, from a bad situation where you never see that person, where they felt isolated to now they're blooming, blossoming, and growing. Like, that's big. And I think a lot more people need to see that, to know that you can always come out of a dark situation.
Happiness looks good on everybody. It looks good on everybody.
Yes, it do.
I'm happy I'm happy to see all the people, like, the glow up.
Me too.
People, I love it, man. Yeah, go Kelly.
Facts indeed. Hells yes. Because she, her and that little pregnant belly boy, I tell you, she is so cute. She posted up this little video. I think it was like a boomerang of her dancing with her belly. And I was just like, oh my gosh, she's glowing.
She always been
like that melanin was popping.
Now that's a girl crush. Whew, now that's a girl crush.
Yeah, she's been my favorite. Right, and a natural body, you know what I mean? She ain't running out here getting nothing pumped up. None of that. Like, she's just like her in her element, Kelly. And she's loving it. Mm. And that's what I love most about her.
And when she get that little pinky cut, when she get that little bob, Kelly, baby, come here.
Yes.
Come on now. I'm going to say she looks. Anyway.
Sure.
Get a hard heart. Shout out to Kelly, though. You go, girl.
Okay. Right. And oh, congrats man, on the new baby as well.
Yeah, who do you think last year? I think. It really, really you is. You know what? Nah, not
you talking about
Adam, I was about Adam to say, Adam. Like, okay. So they had like this little meme or something going around talking about who would you choose to have a threesome with? It had Cardi B and Meg, Tiana Taylor and Kalani. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who the other motherfuckers were because I chose Tiana and Kehlani. But, I mean, Kalani. Yeah, because, and then.
I was about to say, that would have been my choice, too.
And it's like.
Well, it's not even that, but most of the time, it's the people. Well, mm-hmm. they're all sexual in their own right, don't get me wrong. But Cardi and Megan brag about it mm-hmm. a little more. And most of the time, it's the quieter people who are the actual freakiest mm-hmm. or sexual, yeah. like the most out there in bed. And I've been following Tayana for a very, very long time. Like before she was in the Madea movies mm-hmm. and, you well, Tyler Perry, can't say Madea, but Tyler Perry, before she made her appearance in Tyler Perry movies, like, I mean, first album dropped, all that. I've been following her for a very long time. And like, she's been an ultimate favorite of mine. Like, she's mm-hmm. sexy. You know, she loves her body. She's found love. You know what I mean? Like, she's ultimately happy in her space. And that's what I love mm-hmm. most about her. But, like, she's a freak. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like the modern-day Janet Jackson of our time. You know, like, when you get to one of her concerts, you are definitely going to be entertained. Hands down.
That's literally one of the people I have to see. Like, hands down, I gotta see quickly. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you remember that Janet Jackson video of her in concert where she had that man on stage and she was it a bed? Or was it a chair? I want to say it was a bed. And she strapped that man in the bed and was just doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get that vibe from Tayana. But the only thing is, she just uses her husband. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love most about her. She always uses her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, I fucking love that. That you're not, you know, yes, we understand that you're in the limelight. Yes, we know that. You're going to have to use models and all this other stuff. But for the majority part, she used her husband. And I love that because it shows that you can still own your sexuality and still be with that one person.
I just love
her. Like, I love that so much about her. Like, yo.
But nah, she is dope. And right, I do love the fact that she used her partner and everything. Like, literally modeling, mm-hmm. actor for radio, just, and I love, I was watching a documentary mm-hmm. on her, and she was literally in everything. Like, she touched everything, all of her production, from the costume design, yeah. the lighting, just everything. Oh, gosh, she's so sexy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got her.
Yeah, bro, that's some sexy shit. Like not only are you just sexy, just, I can just look at you. But then mm-hmm. when you actually talk, you got something to talk about. And then you just talented, like, throw your mind clicking, like, baby, I need a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, yo, like,
But you're right, though. Like, what you said, the quiet ones are always the freaks. And sometimes I don't like to say freak. I like to say sexually liberated, because yeah. I am sexually liberating. Don't call me a freak, bruh.
Yeah, but you can also, everybody has a different definition of freaks too, so that's why I say you can't really say freaks in general.
Nah, my freak nastier.
There's like, no general definition.
Like, I got, like, nah, my freak nasty. Like, my freak nasty. Like, you think you doing something just because you pussy, boy? You ain't nasty. You ain't nasty.
We started out.
So you need to come a little nasty. And the bad part is, I'm nasty in real life. Like,
okay, like this is not a game. Like, you know that little meme where I say, you know, when y'all was chatting on Facebook or you was, you know, tweeting or whatever, and then you meet her, you really do what, she really do what she said she was going
to do. Because what am I going for? Because my thing is, if I haven't tried it, that. I might go on and try it real quick. But if I had it, don't worry about it, baby. We already been there.
Okay.
And I'm down to try different kinks. And it's funny because when I first started to discover different kinks that I was into or different type of, I guess, different sexual things that I was into, it definitely came at when I was a little older. But I was always exposed. Like, I think we've been touched on this before. I've always been exposed to different kind of porn because, like, you already know, like, nobody sat us down and had like a real sex talk. So, nigga, we learned everything from pornos. So, it was certain shit in the pornos. I was like, oh,
no.
What's that? So, then when it was time for me to be sexual, I was like, okay, well, that's what that motherfucker is.
They did it, and so let's do it.
Either, no, that's not for me. Or, okay, all right, try that shit again. Run that shit back.
Right. Right.
But I mean, what about kinks for you? Like, what is a kink for you? Or what do you define kink as? Because I think everybody finds it a little different as well. That's funny, too. That's what I'm learning as well, too.
They do, but like kink, you can kind of define a little more than like freak, if you get what I'm saying. Like, okay, so I attended this workshop with Sex Plus Summit, and I really enjoyed it. You know, I'm still in my learning phase as well. Even though I'm studying to be a sex therapist, I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't ever put a cap on what I learn, because pleasure in itself is forever an exploratory thing. You'll always learn something new, or there's always something new you can try, you know? So what I've learned through attending this summit was kink is a form of, like, it's a form of sexual expression, and it's a form of pleasure. Mm-hmm. And it's unconventional in its way, but it's a very sex-positive way to express, you know, how your body feels about the pleasures that it experiences. And you know what I mean? Like, okay, for example, you may like spanking. You know, like getting spanked, or you may like doing the spanking. You know, but that's a pleasure for you, so that's an expression of
that's
how like you like your pleasure.
Shit. Yeah, girl. You know,
so, yeah. Right. Like, now we might not have realized, but real sex was some real shit back in the day. Like, honestly, that was the most probably
accurate. And it really was accurate because it's this one little basket weaving thing that the lady talking about sucking dick. Bro, I still use that shit to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, I've had perfected at this point. Bruh, but yeah, what? The little basket weaving, you got like, damn right. You think I'll go 5,000? The fuck?
Listen, before I even knew what it was, I was watching that shit. And yes, for real, because that's how, honestly, when I first did it, dude ain't really believe that I had never done it before, because
literally that was my story.
I knew what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew what to do from watching stuff like that. From reading, you know what I mean? And from watching pornos. Like, granted, pornos, like we said, is not where you need to be going for your sexual education. However, for our
generation,
I mean,
we had everything, too. Like, it was now, just that. Have you ever tried, like, the bondage, like, being tied up? Okay.
Girl.
Now, what kind of, like, handcuffs? Like, you just had it behind your back? You just had the handcuffs on? Or you was handcuffed to something you couldn't move? There's levels to that shit. Okay.
I was handcuffed to the bed, like, above my head type handcuffs. But as far as, like, ropes, chains, anything to that extreme, no. Nah, but I'm definitely willing to try it.
Yeah, like, I'm torn between that rope shit.
Like I said, I'll try anything once.
Okay. I told y'all I was nasty. Let me say, because, bruh.
But
I'm a history buff. And I'm a history, like, looking at different forms of torture and things that people have been through. Now, of course, I already know that is a line between pleasure and pain. We already talked about it. But just seeing the different forms of torture, right, that they did to different, especially women, because they didn't give a fuck about women. So, like, the different forms of torture, even when it came to, like, the tying them up and,
that's fair.
You know, hey, using this girl to fuck her, have a baby, and then fuck her, basically, literally, like, fuck her. I think sometimes I get in my head too much when it comes to that bondage shit. Because it's like, bro, don't fucking tie me up. And I don't give a fuck if I, like, trust you. Know that you ain't gonna go nowhere. We all locked up in the room, everything. Don't tie me up too bad, because then I almost feel like I gotta fight. Like, I feel too restrained. Like, I'm just like, oh, hold up, nigga, I can't move. So it's like, I be ready to fight. Like, I literally get scared. I think I'm traumatized. It's like...
There's levels to it. So, okay, so, like, the most known form of kink is BDSM. And BDSM is bondage, dominance, discipline, sadism, and submission, and masochism. And, like, most of the time when people hear the word kink, that's what they think of is BDSM. When it's really, like, way more than that. But it's the most known form of it, so that's what people gravitate to. But now... being tied up or restrained is the bondage part of BDSM, but like you have to develop safe words and you have to tell your partner what you're okay with and you have to express to them that, hey, I'm okay with my hands being tied, but don't do my hands and my feet. Or, hey, you can do my hands and my feet, but I don't want to touch the rest of me. Like, you set your own boundaries and you set your own limits. So you have to talk that out with your partner. Because just like you said, there is a history to it. And for our, you know, our
nigga,
people,
don't wrap me up in
sometimes that can be.
Like, that don't. So, I swear to God, if I ever be somebody, like, even my partner, as much as I trust this motherfucker, don't walk in with no whip talking about, let's try some shit. Nigga, what? I'm about to beat the fuck out of you. Get the good on my ass. Like, no. I would try a lot of shit. Don't whip me with no goddamn whip. It's about to go down. Now, I will try some shit. And I have been handcuffed. Like, that's fine. It's just, when you said ropes and chains, like, even when you said it, my heart just had, like, a little flutter. It's... I didn't mainly go see talk to somebody about this shit. But it's just the ropes and the chains just really was like, no, nigga, what? Now, a little bit of handcuffs, maybe tie me up to the bed, still got my feet or whatever. My feet strong anyway. I'll kick the fuck out of you. Like, that's... I'm
just kidding. You are so stupid.
My legs are strong as shit. As long as I know I can get out of something, I'm cool. I think that's what it is.
Okay, so you don't want, you don't want to be restrained,
like,
to the point where you can't get out.
I can't move as easily. So, like, if you're giving me some head or something and my hands are tied up, so now I'm like, oh, I can't move. Oh my God, I just have to take it. Like, yeah, of course, this shit is awesome. But, nigga, if it gets to the point where, heaven forbid, we getting it on and something pop off and we got to get up real quick, I don't have time for you to remember to unlock me, nigga. No, I got to slip out. Like, we got to go. That's literally the only thing I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Other than that, I can be 100% switch. Now, I like dominating.
But I mean,
oh yeah, definitely.
Then that would be a limit for you. That would be a limit. Like, you will have to communicate that, you know? Like, that's the biggest part.
That should be like our standing pillars.
Communication is the biggest part. So, like, you. Oh, yes, God. It is.
Yeah.
It is. Like, word is bond. For real. Like, legit shit. Communicate your likes and your dislikes and your limits. Because that's the main part of it. Is like saying, hey, I'm okay with you tying me up while doing this. However, I don't want it so tight that if something didn't break out, I can't.
Now, I do know.
Yeah.
I can be very, very submissive, right? Like, I did like this little quiz thing too. And apparently, I'm 100% switch. Like, I can be very submissive, very, I can,
see that. Yeah.
Very submissive, very like, hey, daddy, mommy, whatever, you know, spank this ass, whatever the fuck you want to say. I'm with all of that shit. Mm-hmm. I can be all of that. But then on the
so you can side, be the receiver.
Baby, I can be so dominant. Come here. Mm-hmm. Come here, lick these boots. Come here, bitch. Like, I think that's fun. And I never, it's funny because I thought that was regular. Then I would meet other people and they're like, nah, that's not, that's not regular.
No. Yeah, no, mm-hmm. Like, literally, from person to person, it is so different. Because I, myself, I'm not a dominant person in the bedroom. Like, it depends on the sex of the person I'm with. Because with males, I'm very submissive. Like, to the point where it's just like, I don't see the dominance. I can't do it. Like, I just can't. But with females or vulva owners, shall I say, I can be dominant. Like, it really varies for me with the sex of the person that I'm with at that moment. Like, in that, you know, in that intercourse or experience, shall I say.
If I feel like you have some head, you getting down to your knees ASAP. But then I'm also like,
See, I can't always do that. Like, I can't make that distinction to be like, just now, I'm going to be submissive in doing that.
Of course,
and I'm still going to get, now, understand, I'm still going to get what I want. Regardless, I'm still going to get what I want. Because, like I said, if I don't, or if this starts off wrong and I see it heading in the wrong direction, I'm just going to get up and walk out. However, either way, I'm going to get what I want out of the deal. But I am very submissive when it comes to having intercourse with a penis owner versus having sex or intercourse with a vulva owner. And I can be a lot more dominant.
I think that kind of goes to where how your mindset is when it comes to fulfilling a certain role, no matter where you're supposed to be at. And I think that's interesting that you brought it up because for me, it's not necessarily the role per se. In my mind, it's more like just the vibe and how I am because I've dated a, I guess you can call her a soft female. I mean, a soft stud because she was definitely a stud, but she was a lot more submissive and feminine. Yes, she's very, very feminine. And feminine? She was way more feminine than me. And sometimes I had to check myself like, hey, who is the little boy in this relationship? Me. But like that was our little joke or whatever. But it was just but at the same time, it's kinda like when I'm with my male partner, I don't necessarily switch it up now. You know what? Hold on. Let me make sure I'm not lying. Because I don't necessarily Now we talking about bedroom, right? Bedroom wise, no, I don't switch it up. I'm the same nigga. Like I'm the same person. I'm the same person across the bed. All right, I make sure I wasn't lying to you. Nah, we just talking bedroom. Never mind. Same cross the board in the bedroom. Everybody get this work. It don't even matter.
But see, yeah, I've been there with, I guess you could say.
Oh, stem. That's the word I was looking for.
I call them a stem.
Yeah.
A combination of a stud and a femme. Yeah.
Wow.
Some people don't like the label, but I mean, that's just, it is what it is. I don't know. Some people really don't like the label. Because I guess you can't label me. At all.
What the fuck am I?
Okay, I get it. I mean, you, yes. Like, and the same thing goes for other people. But to me, she was more of a stem, but I did toddle that line between, you know, submission and dominance a little bit. But we could switch those roles between us, and it was still pleasurable for both. So, yeah, like, that line can get toddled, you know, with me. It just has to be, it's particular to the person.
That makes sense.
It's very particular.
I mean, that goes for both. I mean, that's across the board.
Yeah.
It's like, don't get mad, babe, but when I was with my Taurus or whatever, my Taurus was a lot more dominant. And it would be like, okay, all right, well, shit, I don't give a fuck, make them catch this. Mm-hmm. So which one want my ass this way? Okay, say less. But then with my partner now, it's very, very different, because although they are dominant, they are all dominant, it's still kind of like, they kind of like when I take charge. Like, hey, bring that ass over here, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they like that.
Right.
So it's like, all right, we'll say less. So it's just, I guess, for me, it's just the vibe. Like, the vibe of that person is so different. And plus, everybody got different. Oh, so I have, like, I don't know if this is considered a fetish or not, but I guess it's a fantasy of mine. I want to dress up like, what's the bitch name off Scooby-Doo? The bitch with the glasses. There you go. That's the one. I'm definitely going to dress up.
Velma was shit. And I don't think she knew
that. I'm telling you now. My fantasy is to dress up like that. I want to have the little, okay, so don't laugh at me. It's a little corny. It's a little corny, right?
It's Halloween.
So I want to be like looking around with a little magnifying glass and shit. Like, as like I'm looking for clues and shit. And then I want to like have my booty out somewhere while I'm looking for something. And then I want, I don't want my partner to come fuck with me on my ass. And I want to be like, oh, jinkies.
Okay. Nah. Oh my God. I mean, listen, it's fucking Halloween. I say do it.
Oh my God.
I will find you a short purple skirt to go with you.
I will update you, motherfuckers. I promise. I hand to the man, I promise you. I'm going for it. Real rap. That's not my only fantasy. I got a whole bunch of fantasies. Listen, like, I have fantasies of like I'm delivery man. Coming to my door. Oh, of course I want my partner, but I want my delivery man to come to my door. And then open the door with a robe on and some shit, but ain't nothing under it. But it's not all the way open. Just enough of my titties to be out.
Yes. But it's enough to tease the
delivery. Right, and keep your uniform on.
And then y'all end up getting it on. Yes. Yes. Listen. Listen, you gotta be.
Oh my God.
You gotta be like UPS or FedEx. You gotta be official, bro. You can't be.
I gotta see your ID.
You can't be just anybody. You gotta be official.
Damn it, sissy. We really did grow watching pornos. These shit sound like some corny ass porno scenarios. Just anybody order a pizza?
Burning 90s.
We just opened the door and just. Bone, tickle, bone, tickle, bone, tickle.
That was life, though. Don't judge us.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you know what? You know the most famous one is always the fucking cheerleader outfits. That was the major one back in the day. You know what? I swear to God, everybody played a fucking cheerleader. Getting this done up under the bleachers or coming home after a game.
And then she, now she lost her uniform back. And I'm about to have the cheerleader uniform. I'm like, good game. I promise you.
I cannot. You will not.
I'm gonna start an OnlyFans. We're just gonna dress up. That's all we gonna do. And if I do it, I'm coming out. I'm posting a post video. Hey, I'm here.
I am here for the movement. I'm here.
Hey, low key though.
OnlyFans be making people a lot of guap, yo.
Your girl. Hey, I went. Okay. I went on there just to look because I was curious. This was all journalist research purposes, and I went on OnlyFans, right? I just wanted to check it out. Maybe it's not that bad. It's really quite easy, and no wonder these motherfuckers be spamming me talking about some $5 each. Because you get a couple of $5, you get up there and tear. Apparently, go off your percentage of likes and all kind of other shit, and your subscribers. Something about your percentage of your subscribers or some shit. And they got different tiers. They got these niggas in different tiers. Like, different tiers of people get certain, like, I guess if you have a certain amount of subscribers, you get more money. I mean, it makes sense, right? I gotta go back on there.
Oh.
Yeah, I gotta go back on there because I don't want to be lying. But it's something to that effect. Like, it's actually not that bad. Like, business-wise, I mean, if you don't suck dick for free, you might as well do it in front of a camera and get paid for it.
Listen, get your coins.
Man, my fucking getting paid off of OnlyFans for playing with right that pussy, bruh. I like, do that every morning. Yes, bruh. I can get paid for this. You want to watch? Sure.
Bruh. It's some legit strippers.
And it's easier. You ain't even got to touch me. I ain't got to smell your stinking ass breath. I don't care if you touch nobody. I ain't got nothing to do with you.
I was just about to say, you ain't even got to wash your ass. I don't even know if you wash your ass. You can just be sitting there playing with
it. So, we talking about the fetishes, because I ain't got to touch you. Now, what about the fetishes that sometimes people think are quote-unquote weird? Now, we're not kink-shaming or nothing like that, but what about the ones like foot fetishes and shit like that? Have you ever met someone who had a foot fetish? Did you fuck with them? And did you fuck with them with your feet?
Hell yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't like a personal thing. Like, I wasn't dating this person. I wasn't intimate with this person at all. But I know them, and I know that they do have a foot fetish. Now, a fetish, period, for people who don't know, is a direct liking to an experience that brings about sexual pleasure. So, like, for example, a foot fetish. Like, if you like feet to the point where it arouses you, that's a fetish. You know, if you like costumes, like we were explaining earlier, to the point where it arouses you, that's a fetish. And I knew somebody, I mean, I still know them. It doesn't, you know, they're still here. I'm still here. I know them.
Yeah.
However, I've never interacted intimately with them. But shoot, a lot of men low key have foot fetishes.
Nah, it's
you know, like they love seeing women.
It's different from having a It's different from like a female like, take care of herself and like, oh yeah, she has some nice ass feet. Yeah, rub your feet, babe. Come here. It's different than that because some niggas I know personally.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I know this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's way deeper than that. But, like, no, I'm being for
real. Yeah,
like,
me
I
too.
Knew somebody who was into the deep, deep foot fetish. Like, they want to see you rubbing it along the leg, or they want to, they like sucking toes.
But have you
know, they like to see you getting foot massages, and that arouses them.
Was it done right?
I have once before. And at first, it creeped me the fuck out. I'm not going to lie. It creeped me out. I was a little caught off guard because, like I said, it was the first time I had it done. And it took me a minute. I was like, what the fuck? But then I was like, oh, wait.
That's my favorite part.
Wait.
My favorite part. Wait. Whenever I try something different, my favorite part is always right after the initial shot when it's like, oh, hold on now. Wait a minute now. Do the thing again. Do the thing you just did.
Exactly. Yes. That's exactly what it was like. It was like that initial shock because it was something wet where I'm not used to having wet feelings there. You know, like on the daily. Like, I mean, yes, I take a shower, granted, but you know what I mean? I know I'm about to step into something wet. But at the same time, like, you're putting something deliberately wet on that area where it's normally dry. And it's just like, what you doing? But then at the same time, it's like, oh, wait,
man,
do that again. It felt good.
It's the one time. Like, I just want to try it one time. I want to make somebody come with jacking them off with my feet. So, yes. That's the only thing. I only want to do it once now. We don't have to. I don't want the sticky. Because you know what? Come is sticky. I don't give a fuck. What you? Fuck you niggas who just think it's okay to come everywhere. No, nigga.
Very.
No, that shit is sticky. Especially if it dry up. It just look. It look nasty.
Oh, no, nigga.
But I do. I want to try it with my feet one good time. I mean, that's a hell of a workout too, lady. You know what I'm saying? You trying to work your... Come on now, because that's straight up calves and everything. Like,
your
calf raises before you do that shit. Stretch it out. But I want to try it.
Hell yeah. Shoot, and you crack your toes if you have to.
Okay, all right. So we talk about jacking off with feet. Have you ever did a boot? What is it, titty fucking? Have you ever done that?
Bruh. Oh, yes. Bruh. I love those.
The first time I did that shit, I thought it was dumb as hell. And I ain't gonna lie. Because I think I did it wrong the first time. I know I did it wrong. But it was just, it was so stupid. Because I was like, this is dumb. And your penis is like, I'm looking at your penis. This is kind of scary, my nigga. What if you come at any time? Like, this ain't, nah, fuck that.
I mean, it isn't much pleasure for us. Like, I didn't really get, like, I mean, I don't really get a rise out of it. Per se, from the act alone, like me seeing you get or the person get pleasure out of it, that will turn me on. But the act of me titty fucking somebody in itself, no, we don't. There's no direct pleasure in that. Like it's just simply for your satisfaction.
I do like when somebody busts on your titties and then play with your nipples with it. Anyway, my bad.
Oh, that's no, that's totally different. Now, that's a totally different situation.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you're transferring that pleasure to me, too.
God. Oh, my God.
That's totally different. So, that can go, too. Okay.
Oh, let's talk about sex, baby. Speaking of problems, I think it's about
we all got problems.
It's about to go down.
It's about that time.
Oh yeah, and I'm trying to have this new vibrator. Speaking of, because I really am about to go masturbate. Y'all need to think I'm playing. So it's this little, and I want to see. It's called Pillow Talk, right? And it's like a. Well, I'm gonna hold it up like y'all can see. We need to start. Y'all gonna start seeing us. I will, but it's called.
We'll
take and it's a luxurious wand massager.
So we'll put it in the podcast post.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I need to do this.
Let me see. Soft touch, multi-speed, rechargeable, because we got time for batteries. Yeah, and it's nice, too. Like, hold on, let me see. Let's turn it on. See how loud it is.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Nope.
Yeah, let's see if we can hear it.
Oh, no, it's gone. Y'all can't even hear it. And... yeah.
No. Ooh. I can hear you clicking it.
I like that because you can't hear it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a wrap. it's a wrap. I'm about to be putting on my pussy. Don't worry about it. Y'all can call me all day. You look, you know how I was talking shit earlier? Don't even worry about it. I'm going to be happy as hell answering calls now. Just, yes. Anything what you want? What is it? I'm telling you, y'all, I guess it's time to go nutty night. When I'm helping out this college, I might get all the loans. You just be saying dumb shit. I got three bankruptcies. Don't worry about it. You're approved. You're like, what? What? Everybody, you get a loan. You all can get a loan. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Oh, shoot. I'm weak.
Yes.
Go on and masturbate. We gonna head out.
We out. This is. It's been a good pod, man. Y'all have a good one. We'll be back in the same. You already know. Episode 6. Woo-woo-woo. Closing up.
Yeah.